This is Harrison 2. It is my first podcast for any podcast, as a matter of fact. I will be doing a podcast on the Braille Light M20. Now, many of you might have known this product. It is from Freedom Scientific, www.freedomscientific.com, and I will be doing a review of this product. It has double talk LT speech and a 20 cell braille display. Now there is a model that has a 40 cell braille display. I'm apologize for fiddling with the mic. And I would like to warn you in advance, the Braille Light M20 voice has been recorded with the microphone, so it won't be as crisp as if I had found my other wire splitter, which I haven't found my other wire splitter, so without further ado, I will start this review. The first thing I'll do is I will give a physical description, then I will turn the thing on and show you all the powerful features it has by going into the option menu and explaining each of them in detail. And finally, I will show you some of the features that it has, and I will end off, well, this will be a two-part series. So the first part is what I'm doing now. I will give physical descriptions and all that. The second part, however, I will teach you how to make your own features, which is cool. You should be a programmer. I warn you in advance. You should be a programmer when you start trying to make your own features, because it relies on a basic programming language. So, the physical description starts. Starting from the top, going left to right, my Braille Light is in its case right now. I will give you the physical description from that. On the left, there is a screw, and this device is blue. The box is blue. The actual case. I can't think of that word. The actual housing case. Not the leather case, but the actual box. So it is not transparent and you cannot see the chips inside of it. So, on the left half is just a case. Then there's a little, out dent of the case. Then comes a screw. Then you have a parallel port. Now, before the times of USB, they had serial and parallel, as some of you know, and probably Riz, because... And then the parallel port is used for connecting the Braille and Speak to a printer or a Braille embosser, or something. And then comes another screw, another piece of case. And then there is, I don't know how to describe it. There is a long port that is for SanDisk CF cards. Now, these CF cards are the size of a wheat then. The one I have in my hand is 256 megabytes, but you can get them as big as 2 megabytes. I don't know if any of you use digital cameras. Some of these digital cameras, not the Sony digital cameras, those use... But some of the other digital cameras use these compact flash cards. That's the name. Compact flash cards. And that's how they store pictures. This, you can back up to a compact flash card. And then underneath that, there is a modem, which was not found in any of the other models besides the M40, which is... Sorry about that, folks. This is my laptop just intruded on our podcast. You should like those real-time podcasts, as Darren puts it. And there is this modem port, which lets you send and receive email. And I will show you how to do that. And there is also a... that's about all. Then there's this little piece of case, and I will shut down my laptop so we can demonstrate email checking. There's this piece of case which winds around the top right edge. I don't know how to describe it better. The top right edge. And then the first thing you see, the first hole or port that you see, is a headphone jack. Now this is used for connecting earbuds, which just the standard 1/8 inch earbuds. I know about the 1/4 inch. These will not fit the 1/4 inch. And then there's the switch. Now this switch is the on-off switch. See, on, off, on, off. Then another little piece of case. Then there's this small round hole. It is a unique serial port. Now, I would like to tell you, I had this experience. I would not recommend you get this if you have a laptop, because you cannot send files to it, because most laptops nowadays have no serial ports. I was unfortunately had this before I had a laptop, so I had a desktop, which worked just fine. Then when I got the laptop, I said, oh, this doesn't have a serial port. So what you're going to end up having to do is you're going to have to end up buying a serial to USB adapter that will plug into a supplied serial cable, and this other end of the supplied serial cable will plug into this round serial port. Then this is all covered in case. The other, and then it winds around the bottom. The bottom has nothing on it, just a little zipper to take it out. I broke that, I don't know when. And winds around the left. Now there are these two, I forgot to tell you, on the bottom right, on the bottom right and bottom left, there are these two hooks. These hooks are meant for connecting a neck strap to the case. I don't know if you can hear that. I was shaking the neck strap. And around that, there is another one of those round serial ports. And then little pieces of casing. And then there's another one of those rocker switches. Now, before I explain that switch, I need to explain the Braille Light M20 can serve as a Braille display for your screen reader, such as JAWS and Window Eyes. I know those are the two popular ones. If you select their options while installing JAWS or V. And that switch toggles between, if it is facing away from you when the Braille display is in operating position, which is the Braille display is facing you, then, sorry folks, this is early morning, and I'm still a little sleepy. Then you have it in note-taker mode, because this is a note-taker, hence the name Braille and Speak. This is a note-taker for taking down files and stuff. And then comes a charger port, which will let you connect an AC adapter to the Braille Light. Yes, it will let you connect an AC adapter to the Braille Light. I'm sorry about all this. This is not being done professionally. And I apologize for all that rambling. Then that's about all there is to it. So without further ado, I am going to turn the unit on. And this uses... sorry about that. That was just my watch intruding on me. I will turn it on, and it will speak in a voice that you may not be familiar with. It is a double top LT voice. Sorry, I'm really hungry. And it will be kind of soft, so I am going to go. The first thing I'll do is I'll show you how to change the voice and all that. So I am turning it on with the right rocker switch right above the serial port.
Millennium 20 ready.
Now, this is not how it comes. I did do a reset before I started that podcast. So this is how it's going to turn out when by default. Now, the files won't, because there are, some of them are my creations. But I am going to change the speech parameters, you need to do an AR sign with a spacebar. Now, people in the world of Braille and Speaks and BrailleLite M20s, they call that AR sign chord. Anything with a spacebar is a chord. So, dots 3, 4, 5, and the spacebar, then you release it. It should say set speech parameters. Now, to increase and decrease the volume, you hit dot 4 and dot 1.
Set louder, set 5 softer, set louder, set louder.
Now, you should notice that it will say volumes. It goes as loud as and as soft as. So you can have quite a degree. I will keep it at 7. And if you hit, yes, if you hit the dot 5 key, well, if, let's just hit dot 2. You can switch between 8 voices. Perfect Paul, Vader, Big Bob,
Precise
Pete,
Ricochet
Randy, Biff,
Skip,
Robo Robert, which is meant to be a robot voice. So that's amazing. Then dot 3 and 6 will do the rate. I will slow it down.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
It goes as slow as 0 and as fast as. Now I will keep it on Precise Pete for this demo. So I will keep it, I will set it to 0. I hope that's good for you. That's about all there is to the speech parameters. Well, that's all the basics to the speech parameters. There's a lot more to it, but that's the basics. Now, next I will go into the options menu.
Option. Check appointments.
Check appointments. In the Braille Note, this would be the, for those of you who use the Braille Note, this would be the equivalent to, well, not the equivalent, equivalent to next appointment if you have an appointment in the same day. Because both the Braille and Speak and the Braille Note, both the Braille and Speak and the Braille Note have a calendar. Now, this is not a Braille Note podcast, so I'll stop talking about the Braille Note. Just doing comparisons. Now, this is a calendar, so you're, next appointment that day. If there's any appointments that day, it will tell you when you hit the hotkey. And you can find the hotkey for any of these icons just when you get to the options menu by hitting that 3-6 chord. So the hotkey for check appointments is A. Now I will hit the dot 4 chord to move to the next item.
Braille display.
Now Braille display lets you toggle between having the Braille display on or off. Like, I can shut down the Braille display.
Braille display off.
Now, I don't know, I doubt anybody will notice, but the Braille display is off. So, now there's only speech to rely on. Now you hit the options menu.
Option. Check up on Braille display. Braille display off.
And you can turn it on again.
Option.
But you do not have to hit
check Braille display.
Display. You can just hit 3-6 and it'll say
B.
B. Then you can, the dot 4
back up to compact flash.
Now this will let you back up to your compact flash, which I think I will show you because I do have a compact flash in here. I will hit E quarter. Now this is only available if you have version 4.1 or higher of the firmware. I will hit E chord on that.
Perform incremental backup. Enter Y or N.
And E chord is the similar to enter. I don't know if I'm doing this podcast right. E chord is the similar to enter. And it says perform incremental backup. I bet you could guess that what that is, but I am going to hit no.
Delete existing backup. Backup. Enter wire.
Delete existing backup. Because I already have a backup on my compact flash, it's asking if I want to delete the backup to create a new one. You can only have one backup on your compact flash at a time. I will hit the letter Y for yes.
Backing up to compact flash.
Now you're gonna hear some progress click. Yes, you may hear some progress. No, you might hear some. Yes, you just heard one. Yes, you are. Those are the progress clicks that the BrailleLite M20 makes, and I will get the microphone closer so that you can hear that. And by the way, I'm using an Olympus V50 recorder. And while it's backing up, I will give you the my contact details. If you would like to reach me, I am not on the BCT list, because it's too high traffic for me. So if you would like to contact me, tell you what, I'll see what I can do. I won't give my contact details out this time. I will give them out in the end of part two. Well, during part two. No. I will give out my...
Copying menu.txt.
Oh, it just interrupted me. Now it is copying a file called nu.dex.
Backup complete. A2 files okay. 0 failed.
No, my backup is complete. And nu.dex is for the spell checker. You must have that on if you want to do spell checker. So I will go back to the options menu.
Generate backup to compact flash.
Compact flash. Its hotkey is
B chord. Calculator.
Calculator. That is self-explanatory. And its hotkey is C. I will go in there.
C calculator ready.
Let's see. One plus one. Then you can hit enter.
Two.
It's that simple.
Edge option. Check up upright back cal date.
Now this is the date. It will tell you the date.
Sunday, May 14, 2006.
Yes, it is Sunday, May 14th, 2006 in the U.S. Pacific Standard Time, all right.
Option, generate back cal date. Open that book file.
Now, this will let you open up your datebook.brf file.
Datebook.brl is open. File is empty.
Now, I have an empty datebook because I barely use that feature. So, I will hit 1456 chord, which is a question mark in computer braille, and it will jump back to
help is open.
My help file, which is where I started this review. And I will hit options.
Open datebook entry.
Datebook entry. Now, check appointments, open datebook file, and datebook entry. Function together. Yes, they all function together. They all have their purposes. Check appointments lets you check. Datebook lets you edit. Open datebook file lets you edit. And datebook entry lets you create. So I will create an entry for demo purposes.
At datebook entry, enter a number of days or a date. MMDDYYYY.
Now, number of days refers to how many days from today. So I will enter number 7.
7.
7. Or I could also enter 05212006. And I will hit E chord, which, as you all remember, it is enter.
Sunday, May 21, 2006, enter event text.
Now, this is where you can enter the event text. I will say, you have to type in computer braille. No, actually, no, you don't. Sorry, I haven't used this thing in a long time. You can type in grade 2 braille, so do
braille,
light,
space M O B M
M
space number sign 20 space B O B C A S space dot B space number sign 2
Then I hit E chord.
Okay.
Then it just says okay. And when you hit options.
Chimray backup calculator date. Open that book file.
Open date book file, which hotkey is D chord. You just hit D chord.
Datbook.brl is open.
And it's magic. You just look at it and it says.
Sunday, May 21, 2006. Do Braille Light More 2.0 Podcast Part 2.
Now, I'm sorry it's saying more, but it's supposed to say M. And this will give you an idea on how to edit your stuff. And there are these cursor routing buttons on the display. So you look for the place where you would like to edit. You press the cursor routing button, and your cursor just jumps there. So, and then you press I chord insert for insert. And you can hit... Sorry about that.
File is empty.
I bumped something on it and didn't give out much speech, but it definitely affected. Law repaired everything. I press the 5/6 chord, which is essentially what I want to insert. And I hit E chord.
Okay, do Braille Light M20 Podcast Part 2.
Yep. See? That's the magic of the file system. So back in here we go.
Open that book entry file commands.
File commands. This is a big hit. File commands. We will hit E chord, and I cannot even scratch the surface of this. It is just so powerful. You cannot scratch the surface. I will hit C to create a file, and let's call it podcast. Oops, my keyboard's going crazy. Podcast. Part. Now, I am in my new file called Podcast Test. Now, I will write some text. This is a demo for blind
fool.
Now, hit E chord and listen to what it says.
This is a demo for Blind Cool Tech.
Yes, this is a demo for Blind Cool Tech, and it sure is. And that was done by the ER sign chord. It reads from your current cursor position, which is on the top of the file, to the end of the file. And I've already showed you insertion. Oh yeah, I need to show you pasting. If you hit ING sign chord, it says
paste what,
then you can hit... Then there's clipboard, which is essentially a control V in computer terms.
Date. File.
Another file that's in this, believe it or not.
Get date.
This will let you enter a date, and it will input day, week. It will just input the date I enter.
Result.
Result from calculator.
Time.
Time.
Stopwatch or timer.
Now this thing does have a stopwatch or timer, so you can paste the time in there. So for this purposes, I'll just hit D for date. Sorry about this, folks. This is not done professionally. I keep staggering like Clement did in his first podcast. Well, I inserted the date. So now you do top of the file. Something
top
happened.
Of
top of the file. And there is this... I forgot to tell you. There is a Braille keyboard, and on the top... I forgot to describe you the top! During the physical description! Well, let's just do the top now. It's a rectangle shape. It's about 6 by... It's the size of a videotape. If any of you have ever seen a videotape, it is about the size of a videotape. And on the top, there is a 6-dot Braille keyboard, and then off to the side, there are these two buttons, dots 7 and 8. Dot 7 is backspace.
0.
Then I...
6.
F for 6. Then dot 8 is next line.
Return.
And it says return.
0.
Oops.
6.
Well, that's... And then there's this advanced bar, which can advance you... It's like the second and fourth thumb keys in the right-hand style mode. No, second and third thumb keys in the right-hand style mode of the Braille note. I can't remember what they're called now. Yeah, they're called back and advance. The back and advance thumb keys in the Braille note. I have to convince so much of this to the Braille note because it's about the only way. It just moves the display one length display at a time. In the M20, it's 20 cells. In the M40, it's 40 cells. So that's basically what it does. And you can actually use this to read books and all that. And that's about it for the file system, so.
Smart calendar.
This is like the What Day Is This podcast that Don Gara did. Yeah, it was. No. This is like the What Day Is This podcast that was on the, in the Excel. Actually, when I was listening to that What Day Is This, I was thinking, why have that when you have that? When you have this? Then you dot four
core. Hourly calendar check.
Hourly calendar check. To be honest with you, I've never figured out how to use that thing.
Calculate line.
Calculate line. Now, this is not a useful feature, so it's just like a calculator, but you have to write the lines in a file. Tell you what, I'll tell you how to do this.
Return. Number sign. Return. Second valid exit and the file.
You just have to change the setting. Two plus two.
Option.
Now, K is the shortcut key.
Four.
Now, it just says four.
Option. Check back out 8.5 smart hourly calculate line. Open the previously opened file.
I've never figured out how to use that one.
Open currently select open phone book.
Open phone book. This does have a phone book.
Phone.brl is open. File is empty.
And I have an empty phone
Option.
Book.
Option. Check right back out 8.book and file command. Smart calendar hourly calculate open the previously open phone book. Phone book.
And there, you can add entries to the phone book.
Review mode.
There is review mode, which I've never figured out how to use.
Restore from compact
Compact flash.
Set time date.
Set time date. It's like the book ports menus for setting your time and your date and everything.
Spell check.
Spell check. It's like Word spell checker. It has suggestions and all.
Time.
Time. It will read you the time like this.
6:11.
It's 6:11 a.m., which it is not. This clock isn't set correctly. It is 7:18, actually, according to my watch. Say countdown timer. This will just, because you can just time in the background while you're doing something, and this will say your countdown timer. The command for this is
.3456,
which is a number sign.
Uppercase proof mode.
Uppercase proof mode, I've never figured out how to use either.
Speech.
This will let you turn speech on and off.
Toggle Braille
layout. Which I do not want to do. I never figured out how to use this either.
Stopwatch.
Stopwatch. Okay.
W stopwatch. Stop reset.
Here we go. Now, I think what I am going to do for this is I will get my lap to show you. This is not a real practical solution for using a stopwatch, but this can be done. I will play a Mindful Tech podcast, and I will show you how this works, if I have any Mindful Tech podcasts on this. Oh, I know what I'll do. I will start the download of a podcast for BCT, and Riz will be proud of it because it's her podcast. Looking for it. Sensor. And this is my laptop that I'm working on right now. I will time the download of this podcast. Okay, here it is. It's titled Mortal Kombat Part 2. This is the Deception podcast that Riz did. I will hit enter, and I will start the download. Okay, when I hit enter, I am in the save as dialog. When I hit enter on my PC, the exact second I will hit the .6 key, which starts a stopwatch counter, should we say. And ready, set, go. It is counting 4, 5 seconds. 5, 6, 7, 7 seconds, 8 seconds, 9 seconds, 10 seconds, 11 seconds, 12 seconds, 13 seconds, 14 seconds, 15 seconds, 16 seconds, 17 seconds, 18 seconds, 19 seconds, 20 seconds. I will let this run, and I will stand by until this is finished. Stop watching. Until this is finished, stop watching. Oh, and by the way, I will do a Living Space podcast sometime after I do this two-part podcast. And this Living Space podcast will occur after May the 21st, 2006. My contact details, I've decided to give them out for both parts. If you would like to email me, you can contact me at chead@istan.com. Let me just lock my study door. Yes, you can contact me at that address. It is my email, so I used to use Skype, but I don't now, so, and I've never used AIM, IRC, or AOL, so don't ask me for that, and I am not on the BCT checklist. I'm not on the BCT checklist, and I never go into the BCT chat room, so email is pretty much the only way you can contact me as of now. Maybe later I'll start having other ways to contact me. And I will not give out my phone number on this podcast. No. So, it is still downloading. It is 82% done. So, when I hear the bell, I will hit the .6 key to stop it. And then you will hear how long the download took to download. When I hear the bell from my laptop speaker. This is my first podcast, so just know it. I'm not a professional person.
2 minutes, 29 seconds, 9 tenths, stopped.
So it took 2 minutes, 29 seconds, and 9 tenths of a second to finish this download. I'm sorry, I'm very precise. That's what my math teacher said once. So to zero, in Braille note terms, to zero it out, which is to reset it, you hit the .3 key.
2 minutes, 29 seconds, 9 tenths, stop, reset.
Now, to check how much time has elapsed or is remaining.
Stopped.
Stopped. It says space, stopped. Nothing. It's all zeroed out on the Braille display. I will show you the countdown timer.
Enter countdown minutes. Enter countdown
0
seconds.
Minutes and 20
2,
seconds.
Zero. Counting.
I have a clock ticking in the background.
Time is up. Stopped.
Now I hit spacebar to interrupt that little sound that it makes. And let's
Option.
Go to the
option. With stop speech. Toggle stop what wind disk.
Wind disk. This... I think I will show you now. This, if I can find the cables, this lets you send files from PC to Braille Light and back. I'll show you all that. This is the basics podcast. Part 2 will be the advanced stuff podcast. This is the basics podcast, so I will not show you WinDisk. I will later in the part 2.
Where's wheels?
With wheels. Now there's these two wheels on either side of the Braille display. They are... Excuse me. They're very small, and they whiz you around, hence the term whiz wheel. They can whiz you by line, sentence, paragraph, or display length. And each of the two whiz wheels can be set independently of the other. So that's pretty cool. Then you hit .4 chord.
Execute program.
Execute program. Now you can have these little programs, and that's what I was talking about. I will show you how to make them the simple way. I will show you how to make programs a simple way, which requires one of the more complicated programs on it. It's called run.bns. That requires run on it. And you must be a programmer to do this, or maybe I'll have a basics tutorial sometime. So, a basic tutorial, that's how you make them the simple way. You must have run.bns, which is a C program. I bet the only one who could understand all this is programmers, like, you know. So, there's also C programs. And if you hit that 4 chord, that's about all there is to the menus. So, without further ado, I will hit Z chord, which is exit. And I will turn the thing off. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. And it is Harrison 2 signing out. I have given all my details and stuff, so without further ado, I'll hit the stop button on my recorder and go.